Έωτρωζε.
In this edition of Spotlight, we visit Veltrosi Chateau, a gorgeous summer estate found north of the Czech capital. Founded in the 1700s by Czech nobleman Václav Antonín Chotek, Veltrosi is far from an obvious destination, but is well worth a day trip. The castle grounds boast a 300-hectare park along the Vltava River, with numerous paths leading among ancient trees to pavilions, a bridge or two, and various monuments. Then, of course, there is the chateau itself, highly valued as a gem of Baroque architecture. I asked Pavel Etzler, the castle custodian, how he would describe the perfect visit.
Doporučuju celodenní výlet sebou.
On bike is a very good way to see the park. For now you have to bring your own, but as of next year visitors will be able to borrow bikes on site. Currently we offer a guided tour in the saddle covering 8 kilometers in which visitors get to see some of the park's most serene areas. It's perfect for the morning. Then a little later I recommend settling down somewhere on the grounds for a picnic followed by a tour of the chateau itself.
Parku si udělat takový malý piknik a odpoledne navštívit výstavu, kterou máme na zámku. Ty výstavy se pravidelně mění.
The Summer Palace has a remarkable history, one tied in good times and bad to the river which surrounds it. Flooding in the 18th century created a branch of the Vltava River which separated the grounds into an area of land locally referred to simply as Ostrov, or island. That was the location Václav Antonín Chotek chose for the noble family's summer seat, a stately palace that was built to impress. Its founder held a trade exhibition there after it was built, which was attended by none other than the Holy Roman Empress Maria Theresa. Pavel Etzler again.
Pozval i císařovnu Marii Terezii, která, jak víme, Veltrusi navštívila.
That was, of course, a huge honor and an important event. Ahead of her visit, the chateau and park were broadened in order to house a large number of guests, and to this day local legends tell of areas in the park she visited, including one pavilion on the grounds, where she supposedly stopped to rest. The story has one catch. The pavilion was built some 40 years after her death. But locals like to say, I bet she saw this or that. In short, anything important she must have visited.
Otherwise, the site was a favorite hunting ground for the nobility. There was a pheasantry, no longer in existence, and a gamekeeper's lodge. Today, the grounds are home to a fallow deer park, and its visitors most often describe the area as something of an oasis. The reason? Veltrosi lies hidden just a few short kilometers from a heavy industrial landscape, an area blighted by frequented roads, chimney stacks, and numerous factories. In all honesty, arrival at the chateau itself is a most welcome relief.
My hodně používáme ten původní název, že říkáme, že je to takový ostrov, tady je to.
Those of us who work or live around here call it an oasis, an island in the middle of an otherwise industrial landscape. Not only is there the rubber manufacturing factory in nearby Karlupy, there is also the Neratovice chemicals plant, as well as sand quarries in the area that all have an impact. Veltrosi is an island in an industrial sea.
Průmyslovém moři, samozřejmě nejenom pro lidi, ale i pro zvířata, pro zvěř, která tady žije.
6 years ago, in 2002, Veltrosi Chateau faced a threat of a different sort. Like many notable sites in the Czech Republic, the historic building and its park were devastated when massive floods hit the country. Like parts of the capital, Veltrosi on the river's edge was swamped.
Rok 2002 byl přímo zlomovým rokem pro zámek ve Veltrusi.
2002 was the year that changed everything. Veltrusi, like so many areas, was devastated by the floods. Water destroyed a great part of the park, spreading earth hundreds of hectares and bringing in sand, waste and even unmarked barrels of industrial waste. The ecological damage took several years to clear up, with the help of the Czech army. At present, there are still some hectares which have to be recultivated. As for the chateau, most of the important items, such as furniture and artwork, were saved in time, but not everything. The water spilled into ground floor rooms, and it took several years to dry the rooms out properly to prevent the palace from being damaged permanently.
Že se jí nepodaří odstranit do zimy a že při mrazech to všechno poprask.
Veltrusy was completely closed to the public as technology was brought in and repairs and renovation began, steps which cost tens of millions of Czech crowns. Today the circle is practically complete, no damages in the park remain visible, and the few visible renovations still underway, helped by EU funding, are unrelated to the 2002 floods. But if flooding were to return, are new safeguards now in place?
Tento kraj je na povodně zvyklý, ale samozřejmě se jednak zpevňovaly ty...
What we saw in 2002 was unusual and drastic. Even if this area has always seen flooding, this was incomparable. The country had never seen anything like it. Embankments in the area were strengthened, and plans are still underway to further buffer the nearby town of Veltrusy. There won't be safeguards only for the chateau and park, but a new diversion dam will be built to protect both. The original one, 250 years old, will be left for historic reasons, and we want to create a promenade for visitors along its length.
Procházka taková, ale nebude to mít už primárně tu protipovodňovou funkci.
Even after Veltrusy reopened, its rich interiors remained mostly off-limits to visitors as original decorations and items were restored and repaired. But next year, organizers would like to see most of its rooms reopened. One exhibition will show how the Summer Palace was restored, and organizers are hoping for an increase in visitors. As it stands now, the number of visitors to the park is impossible to gauge, but the number of those who visited the chateau these lean years was negligible, numbering only a few thousand. Organizers at the chateau hope that will now change, that more tourists will leave the beaten path in the future and choose Veltrusy Chateau as a spot for a perfect spring or summer's day. Thank you.